Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled, How Powerful is Your Enemy? Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. I have just read from the English Standard Version. Junior often came home with face swollen because he was bullied and beaten up by certain boys in his school. After several failed attempts at stopping this continued assault, his parents finally enrolled him in a kickboxing class. He attended the classes after school, often with a swollen face. After 2 months of continuous training, his parents noticed that he no longer returned home traumatized. "What has changed?" they asked. "I beat them up," Junior responded. You see, because of his kickboxing training, he was stronger and could now beat up his bullies. Many Christians today are under the continuous assault of demons, witches, wizards, curses, etc., and are running from one prayer house to another without freedom in sight. Some have even turned to witch doctors, sorcerers, magicians, and the likes for help, all of which also ends in futility. How powerful is your enemy? He is powerful to the degree to which you are weak. According to today's passage, you are not failing because your adversaries are too powerful for you. No, you fail because your strength is little. If you truly desire freedom, you must pay attention to the things that make you spiritually strong and run away from those things that make you weak. Every form of sin you commit weakens you. Now, apart from outright sins, there are little disobediences here and there and weights that slow down and prevent believers from ascending the heights of God. We should beware of those too. If you must be stronger than your enemies, if you desire continuous victory, you must pay attention to obeying every instruction God gives you. See Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 and Joshua chapter 7 verse 11 to 13. Go into today knowing that sanctification, continuous and complete obedience to God, is what makes for strength to overcome your enemies. Pray like this. Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. I ask for the grace to live in complete obedience to you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from the book of Zephaniah. This Bible plan reading is continuous. So if you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the Bible from cover to cover. Now, if you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to accept Jesus, you want to become born again, you want your name to be written in the book of life so that you will inherit God's eternal life. Let us pray this prayer together. And as we pray it in faith and truly determined to repent and begin to live a life that is under the Lordship of Christ, you will receive His eternal salvation and you will become a member of God's family. You can say these words after me. Lord Jesus, today I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead on the third day when you died as the sacrifice for my sins. I receive you today as my Lord, my Master, my ruler, my King, my Savior. Heavenly Father, please forgive me my sins, and please cleanse me from all of my unrighteousness. Please fill me with your precious Holy Spirit, and help me to live a life that is always pleasing to you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for accepting me. Thank you for writing my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have just prayed this prayer in faith, I want to congratulate you, because by confessing the Lord Jesus, you receive his salvation. I want to encourage you to visit our website, which is streamglobe.org, and click on the link in the menu that says, "Are you saved?" That link will lead you to a webpage where you will find resources to help you grow in this new way of life. There is a free audiobook that you can download on that webpage. Listen to it over and over. It will greatly help you. Streamglobe Devotional is non-denominational and interdenominational. We are not a church, and we don't intend to become one. So all of the support that we get comes from the generous donations of people like you. I want to encourage you to give to this ministry. We need your partnership. We have so many projects that are ongoing. We are trying to upgrade our studio. We are trying to get cameras for our video recordings. We have a massive conference coming up in 2021. We have our comics that we are developing. We want to print more books so that we can distribute to secondary school students. Apart from the ones that we sell, we distribute free books. And there are just so many projects that we're executing as a ministry. So if the Lord is leading you to partner with us, you can visit our website and click on the link that says give, and you find partnership information. For anyone who is listening, who is sick, who wants to receive divine healing, I want to pray for you. The Lord Jesus has healed people of prostrate conditions. I remember that man that sent message from Ghana who was healed via this platform of a prostrate condition. People have been healed of blood infections. Diverse kinds of sicknesses and diseases have been healed. And we have seen miracles. People receiving miracle jobs just because they prayed along with us. And I trust that the Lord Jesus is going to stretch forth his hand even today and heal you of every infirmity that may be troubling you. All I need you to do is to act in faith as we pray. Place your hand on your head. If it is something like a blood infection, like diabetes, like high blood pressure, or place your hand on that part of your body that is aching. If, for example, you have stomach ache, place your hand on your stomach. And as we pray in faith, believe and you will receive your healing. Now let us pray. Eternal Father, we thank you so much for your grace. We thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies. And thank you for your healing anointing that you have chosen to extend to many, even through this platform. Lord, I pray for your sons and daughters. Anyone listening who is under any kind of affliction of sickness and disease, I ask, Father, that you stretch forth your hand and heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. Now I speak to you, child of God. I speak to you who is under that affliction. You are healed in Jesus' name. You are healed in Jesus' name. You are healed of every affliction in the name of Jesus. That affliction is not coming a second time in the name of Jesus. You who is afraid that affliction is coming back, it is not coming a second time in the name of Jesus Christ. You are healed of diabetes in the name of Jesus. You are healed of high blood pressure. Cancer is disappearing in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of infirmity is cast out of your body in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing by the power of Christ, because he died on the cross. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Jesus has paid in full for your healing. Receive your healing now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for stretching forth your hand to heal in Jesus' mighty name. Now, begin to do the things you couldn't do before. If you couldn't stand up before, stand up in faith. If you couldn't walk, walk briskly. If you couldn't take a certain posture without feeling pain, take that posture. And as you find that you are healed, share your testimony. It's very important that when you find you are healed like this, you share your testimony. Remember the story of the lepers. It was the one that came back to the Lord Jesus to testify that Jesus told that he is made whole. Many believers do not have their healings perfected or sealed because they do not know how to give God thanks appropriately. But that is not our portion in Jesus' name. So when you find that you are healed, begin to do the things you couldn't do. And as you do those things in faith and you find that you are healed, share your testimony. You can send your testimony to us via WhatsApp using any of the phone numbers you'll find at the end of today's devotional text. Our Stream Globe devotional book, the 365-day devotional book that can be used any year, is available for your order. To order this book, call 0811-341-6964. 0811-341-6964, or visit our website. In order for you to start getting Stream Globe devotional audio that has audio Bible for our yearly Bible plan, please join our Telegram group. Download Telegram if you do not have Telegram on your device. It's free on all app stores. Install and search for Stream Globe. You will find one of our groups. Join the group, and on that group you'll be getting the audio that comes with audio Bible. If you've been blessed by this devotional, you've been healed, you've been delivered, you've been enlightened by God's word, we would love to hear your testimony. Send your testimony to us via WhatsApp on +234 803 442 0524. If you wish to send your prayer request, you can send your prayer request to that same number via WhatsApp. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us or donate by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80 344 20 524 or +234 90 555 6538.